The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're helping make my other point, though.
That we can't remember?
Exactly. From a collegiate standpoint, you don't remember those kinds of wins.
I do.
You're kind of the exception, though. I mean, you're almost a college football extremist,
Tyler, break the tie here, man.
Yeah,
how do you feel?
I will break the tie because I have a very short, very simple answer, and that is if we're talking right now, my fandom of the Houston Texans, and I do love the Houston Texans. I have since 2002. But if we're talking right now, even with all these great things, or if we're talking 30 years from now and the Texans have won, you know, like four or five Super Bowls or something crazy, none of that matters to me. The answer for me is always 10 times out of 10 going to be Texas A&M doing something to the effect of beating a top five team, getting into the playoff, hopefully one day winning a national title. My Aggie, my maroon fandom, and the feelings I get watching Aggie football, there is my fandom for anything else, it doesn't compare. It's not even close.
I'm actually shocked that you said that. Oof. For a guy, how many A&M tats do you have on your arm, Tyler? Let me ask you that.
Zero.
All right, how many Houston Texan tats do you have on your arm?
Too many to count.
Come on, what are we doing?
I mean, I wear my Aggie ring every single day, though.
That's a great point. Tyler, all that damn ink you got, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got a thumb up in the air.
Well, guys, I still got a lot of skin left. So
what the hell you waiting on?
Yeah, what are you waiting on?
I mean, they ain't gonna be the way the route you're on. That skin's gonna be saggy for too long. You better start taking care of yourself.
You know what? Tyler's literally gone tomorrow.
Hey.
He's gone through sweat. He's gone through tears. Hey. And now with the tats, he's literally shed his blood. For the Houston Texans, okay? But then you're going to answer this question like, oh, yeah, eggs, whoop.
I'm just saying, it ain't even close. It ain't even close.
I went to Tyler as a tiebreaker because I knew what his answer was going to be. Hey, T, if you were gonna get an Aggie tattoo of some sort in your sleeve or maybe your other sleeve when you start it, what would it be?
That's a good, really, really good question.
You've got options.
I think I'd go with Old Sarge probably, just off the dome.
No, you should not.
Why?
That is not the option.
Old Sarge is a badass.
I'm not
disrespecting Old Sarge. I'm just saying that's not it.
Well, you should go gig him on your right butt cheek.
I mean, what's...
What about Miss Rev? What about the First Lady of Aggieland? Maybe I should get a Reveille tattoo.
I was thinking Rev, or even just like a big thumbs up.
Yeah.
You know, or you could go with the what noise were you making a while ago? Yeah, you can go with one of those down your tricep or something, just real big. Like you've got options, man. Don't go with Big Sarge.
I bet
every Aggie out there that's got a tattoo went with Big Sarge.
No, maybe the older days.
I was going to say old school.
Yeah, Old Sarge hasn't. They've recently been bringing Old Sarge kind of back into the mix with some stuff at A&M, but he kind of disappeared there for a bit, like during my time in school over there and everything.
Oh, man, you got some options, man. You got to somehow incorporate Northgate because I know it's where you spent most. I know you don't remember much of it, but I know it's where you spent a lot of your time. You got to incorporate some things. I think you should do one whole
think
sleeve
on that. That's a really good question. There's a lot of options.
If you put Johnny Manziel on your arm, I quit you.
No.
I'm done.
I'm not going to put another man on my arm.
All right.
Except for this astronaut guy.
Some random guy you don't know that you'll never
He's
see
He's unknown,
again.
So that's good.
Yeah, all right, boys.
All right, boys. Hey, look, that's Tyler Milner. He's back in the studio behind the glass on the ones and twos. Sean Bajani is in for Ron Ugly today. I'm Clint Starner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. We appreciate you for tuning in, as always. If you have downloaded that Audacy app, AUDACY, if you've downloaded it, you know how to spell it. If you hadn't downloaded it, knock that out, man. We'd love for you to take us anywhere and everywhere you go. There's some really cool features on there that you can, a rewind feature that's really cool where you can go back and listen to other shows or listen to other interviews that are done, or maybe Tyler jumps in and says something that's he's probably going to get written up for, then you can find it and yeah, there you go, that guy. But either way it goes, AUDACY. Download that app and take us everywhere you go, and keep us at right there on your hip, man. We greatly appreciate that. All right, B. Scott said something yesterday. It's Texans related. B. Scott said something yesterday, and we didn't get to it when I had him on the show. So I said, B. Scott, you know what? I'm gonna hijack your idea, and I'm gonna talk to Sean Bajani about this one right here. All right, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. We've talked about them briefly over the last couple of days. And where are you at on Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter right now? There's a big opportunity this week where they should absolutely wreck shop. And if they don't, we're going to have to talk about these big edge rushers that one of them that's a number three overall pick and one of them that's making a boatload of money. This is a week where they've got to shine. Where are you at with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter? We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.